Blog Talk Radio.
It's Green Talk Live and more.
And it's Real Talk Radio with the Chef.
I'm Chef Moses.
And I'm Chef Rivera. Welcome back. This is our eighth show. And
beware, that is the green blast. If you hear that sound, you are on green blast. Green blast is something new that we're adding to the stew, so to speak, the chef's stew. Just a forewarning, the green blast was just a fire drill. It's a fire drill today.
It's a segment of our show that we're introducing just in case that something needs, like, some news about culinary kids and what we do.
Or someone
ordinary.
Be put on blast. This is the green blast. We're going to do some sound effects and stuff like that to make it even more, like some words, some something. We're going to do something. But nevertheless, the green blast was implemented. We were going to blast tonight, but we're not going to blast tonight. All is well.
So far.
in the city of Rockaway, New York, everything is good. I want to say this before we get into the alternative stuff. It is food security, food sovereignty, green jobs. These things are the most
imperative.
Important. They're imperative. We can sit down and bicker and quarrel over foolishness. I'm saying people in general. We can sit down and bicker and quarrel over all of these foolish things, but the main thing that we have to remember is that we all are working for a community. We have to be able to deal with our community, to grow food for our community, and to do it with transparency, honesty. Above all things, it has to be honest, no lying. As you are, my father used to say, when you are a child, you do childish things, and you do boyish and girls things. But when you become a man or a woman, you put away those childish things, and you become a man and a woman, and you do the right thing. It's unfortunate that we live in a wicked world, but and trying to do the right thing in a wicked world is very. Some people say it's really hard.
To
say the least. But I think what needs to be done is people need to check themselves. People need to check themselves. And when people are at fault and wrong,
concede to it.
They have to learn how to concede to it. And I just want to throw this in the mix. Anybody that would be, hatred is something that is deep.
Deeper than any ocean.
Any deeper fathom. No one can even fathom the everybody's. Some people have a little bit more hate than others. Some people have this super hate. But
some people can't control it either.
Some people can't control. Those are really dangerous people. Some people would be willing to lose their livelihoods too because of
sabotage an organization?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. But nevertheless, like I said, we were just introducing you to that. We did a post for our Rockaway listeners and for our Rockaway. Again, like I said, we are good now because everything.
Yeah, we're watching, though.
Yeah, of course, we're always watching, but we're good now, and we will be able to grow for our community the way we saw fit. To do it from the onset of this whole thing when we first acquired Farm Rockaway on 58th Street and Beach Channel Drive, the original acquirers of the land to a large degree. But again, like I said, I'm going to say this. I wish Rockaway Youth Task Force the best in all of their endeavors, and that's truly from the heart. I really mean it. Regardless of whatever, whatever happened. Things will come out if they have to, but if not, we don't want to dwell on that. All we want to do is help a community, and we want to allow, just like we were allowed to grow fruits and vegetables for a community, I'm hoping that, again, Rockaway Youth Task Force, I wish them the best of luck. Akil, I want you to, that's one of the members of Rockaway Youth. Khalil is one of the members of Rockaway Youth Task Force. I wish you a lot of the youth
hardworking kids.
They really are hardworking kids, and you know, I would not want to. We just want them to do the best and be the best that they can be, without question.
And this season is going to be really cool.
And
it's going to be really different.
A lot of
a lot of community outreach is going to come from the situation at 58th Street, and that's the most important thing.
That is the
You know, as long as, you know, we both parties focus on that, I think it should be fine.
Well,
I think we should be fine.
If both parties focus on the community, there should be no problem, without question, unequivocally. So, in a nutshell, that's what it is. And again, like I said,
there's going to be some exciting stuff. That's all I can say. And we're looking forward to bringing that exciting stuff out as far as our programming. And, you know, right now, Culinary Kids is, doing some more program development.
And with some new stuff that we didn't have last year, but it was always under the cap. So, you know, a lot of the times that when sometimes people ask you, like, well, what are you doing and how are you doing it? You just really can't give them the full picture, so you just give them a little bit.
And sometimes with the picture, instead of describing it, you got to show it to them.
Right, but even with that being said, you never really divulge everything. And the good thing is that we do have a whole bunch of surprises and great things in store for the community.
So next up.
Yeah, next up. Well, I believe that's me. shout out to Arthur Morris and Raymond Gonzalez.
Raymond Belize.
Raymond Belize. And, of course, the incomparable Rachel Gonzalez. These are our partners in
some of our new endeavors that we're going to be embarking on soon.
Right. So I left off last week. We were talking about alternative medicine.
The concept and the positive attributes that come from it.
Right.
With alternative medicine is, it's more positive than negative without question, and it's a derivative of the, conventional Western medicine. Most countries around the world, deal with alternative medicine on a higher level than the United States. Like I said before, the United States is still, like the big guinea pig, where people come in and, play around with the food and play around with people's lives, and, it's just unfortunate, but it's slowly changing, and people are paying more attention to what goes into their body. So with, with that, the proliferation must continue for the United States to change from junk food and all these additives and, these things that are slowly killing us.
There was a friend of ours. Her name is Vivian Carter. Hey, Vivian.
Hi, Viv.
Listen, Vivian, if Vivian was here with us right now, Vivian would say, Ray Rockaway. It's crazy. The alternative, it's medicine is supposed to heal us, and it's supposed to do what it's supposed to do for us. It's not supposed to give us side effects. Like I was talking last week about Dilantin, it's a seizure prevention medication. Oh, but the downside is that it rots your teeth out and you taste metal in your mouth. But like I said, it's not supposed to have side effects. Medicine is not supposed to have side effects. Medicine is supposed to cure what ails you. That was a good introduction to what I think I left off, if I'm not mistaken. We were talking about killer cells. killer cells are actually cells that are within, natural killing cells that are within our bodies. And it's a gland, it's the thymus gland, which is a part of the adaptive immune system. However, natural killer cells are part of the innate response. They target cells that are missing the self marker. In our bodies to identify pathogens that are really in our body and that belongs to us, these pathogens have markers. That's why I was telling you before about transplants, body transplants and stuff like that. Innately, what happens is when the body, an organ is transplanted, this particular organ is what the body doesn't recognize the organ, and it recognizes the organ as an enemy. And what happens is the body uses its immune system to actually target the organ, and it sends out pathogens and signals to actually destroy this organ, because the identification markers that are on this organ that took it from another body does not have the same markings as the host. So those self-identifying markers, there's a cell as one of its own. These foreign cells do not have such markers. Cancer cells often lose their self markers. Now, I'm going with cancer. It could be any other cell itself, but cells without these self markers are attacked by the natural killer cells. While normal cells with high levels of self markers, they're intentionally spared from the natural killer cells attack. One could actually say they're like a National Guard battalion. They have roles in both defending against foreign invaders and maintaining domestic order. There's a number of conditions that are associated with low natural killer cell activity. Cancer, acquired or congenital chronic illness and infections, autoimmune disease, and several genetic or behavioral disorders. The young and the old and the stressed are more susceptible to immunological breakdown. Augmenting natural killer cell activities may be critical in strengthening the immune system in a member of these groups. There's laboratory findings that indicate that the young may have a reduced resistance towards cancer because of their diminished natural killer cell activities. Natural killer cells from, like, elderly people, they show a decreased ability to multiply when stimulated and demonstrated an impaired killing capacity. Stress from a variety of sources, such as poor nutrition, emotional stress, infections, cancer. Injuries will weaken the immune system and the ability to learn new healing strategies. Inappropriate psychological reactions to stress, fatigue associated with chronic stress, physical injuries can lead to a disruption of the immune system and suppress the natural killer cell activity that's in the body. Continuous stress reduces natural killer cell activities, and it also allows tumors to grow faster when your natural killer cell activity is diminished or depleted. So Individuals with low natural killer cell activity also tend to experience more frequent and severe forms of chronic fatigue, immune dysfunctional syndrome, CFIDS, that's an acronym. Without functioning effectively, natural killer cells and other cells of the immune system are optimally activated. Now, dietary supplements that enhance natural killer cell activities may be critical, may be important to the overall health of one's self. But as I was talking before last week, dietary supplements are exactly what they say they are. Like I've been telling you before about the transfer factor. The transfer factor is nothing. It is not a dietary supplement at all. So, you know, we explained that before. Acquiring in your immune system is adapted to new pathogens that have invaded the body. In order to adapt to these newly introduced threats, the immune system must first recognize the threat,
right,
and then develop a set of specialized tools, and finally to maintain a long-term memory of the organism to protect against the possibility of reinfection. Four critical components of the acquired immune response are essential to this proper function. They are the thymus. Now, I might be saying this wrong. I'm not, you know. No, I think I'm right. I think it's the thymus gland. No, I know it's the thymus gland, which, you know, for T cell development, antibodies, cytokines, and the transfer factor. So, acquired immune system. These are, like I said to you before, these are acquired immune responses,
mm-hmm.
and they're essential to the proper function of the body itself. So, antibodies are protein molecules produced by B cells.
Mm-hmm.
Natural antibodies react against most common features of the most common pathogens. Now, natural antibodies are so important that they are coded into our DNA and are part of the innate immune system. This is the only small portion of our total antibody repertoire, so to speak. We acquire most of our antibodies as a result of a process of immune recognition and reaction. This process usually takes about maybe 10 to 14 days to mature. Structurally, antibodies have core-like features that allow the antibodies to seize onto foreign microbes or damaged cells. Once the antibodies have attacked itself, offending cell, the rest of the immune system reacts by attacking the tagged cell and destroying it. It destroys it in a way that it kind of like implodes, but as it implodes and it receives the signals and the other antibodies attack it, what happens is it implodes on itself and it dissipates into the bloodstream. And that gets, of course, it would go into the kidneys and it would be flushed as you drink water and, you know, juices and things like that. And then it would come out through your urine. So in addition to producing these cells, the immune system produces a host of messengers and control molecules known as cytokines. Now, these cytokines play an important role in all phases of the immune response. Some cytokines act as mediators of the innate immune system, while others are involved mainly in an acquired immunity. In the latter case, cryotins control the activated growth and differentiations of cells. Transfer factor may be also among the most important cryotins. Cryotins. I pronounced it a little wrong. Hold on. Let me drink a little water, please. Hold on. Bear with me. I'm going to introduce to you, I spoke to you about this gentleman before, Dr. Sherwood. Now, while he was studying tuberculosis in, like, the 40s, he discovered that the competence of the donor could be transferred to a naive recipient by using low molecule weight extracts. Now, these are obtained from our white blood cells. So Dr. Lawrence, what he did was he called the molecule extracts transfer factor. Okay. Now, if the thymus gland can be compared to grammar school or prep school, the transfer factor can be compared to collegian and graduate level training for the immune system. Now, it's the importance of a more sophisticated immunological education should be, it should not be underestimated. Some scientists found out later that transfer factor to be universally effective regardless of the difference between the species of the donor and recipient. This aspect of transfer factor, now mind you when I said species, all species have an immune system. Some species have a greater immune system than other species. For instance, sharks' immune systems are gigantic. Sharks cannot even get cancer. So their immunity system is like off the charts, without question. Like I said, the different species, but the aspect of the transfer partly it's explained by, well, the scientific core of belief. The transfer factor, they are essential components of even the most primitive immune system. One basic principle of the immune system is that it must be able to respond quickly and sufficiently. While not exhausting itself, but by over-responding and attacking, you know, normal tissues. The transfer factor preparation, it consists of three identifiable factions. If I'm not mistaken, they are inducer. I'm freestyling in the booth right now, but I'm getting it right. I know for a fact that it's an inducer, an antigen, and it's a specific suppressor function. In the transfer factor, it induces a fraction that triggers a general state of readiness in the immune system. And the antigen specifies the function is an array of critical tags used by the immune system to identify a host of enemy microbes. Meanwhile, the suppressor fraction, it keeps the immune system from focusing all of its strength on the defeated infection and ignoring new microbes, the new microbe threats that are coming into the body. It is responsible for controlling the immune overreaction that can cause autoimmune disorders. Each fraction, the inducer, the antigen, specified, and the suppressor, it improves one of the more aspects of the adaptive ability of the immune system. As the product of a competent immune system, the transfer factor can teach a less competent immune system how to better respond to respond to the danger or the pathogens that are in the body. For example, the transfer factor in the immune system of an offspring through the colostrum of their mother's milk, it's a gift of transfer factor, greatly improving the immune system of her offspring. And many times it means the difference between life and death for the newborn. The modern dairy cow is the intimate microbe contact with her environment. Because of this, and because she produces so much colostrum, that she also produces far more transfer factor than her calf needs. See, I would think, like, cows are beef. Cows are milk we drink. They are what we eat. It's just innately for sure that a cow's immune system has to be off the charts, more so than humans, without question. Because of the certain fact that cows are, and animals are, in the wild, even though they're in the wild their immune systems have to be even more heightened. We as people, well, some of us do live like animals, but that's neither here nor there. But what I'm trying to say is that even though, you know, as humans, we live in, you know, apartments, lofts, condos, mansions, stuff like that. So the things that we have, cleaning products and, you know, all of these things that clean the household and are able to get rid of bacteria. Sometimes I think we get sick a lot, too, because it's so clean and the natural bacteria that the body is supposed to have, it's like a balance. It's like a tethered dance in space, tethered on a wire or something. It's a real balance, and the immune system is the key to it. But like I was saying to you, that certain animals that live in the wild, their immune systems have to be hyper reactive, meaning that if we're humans, I'm just saying, if you're not taking transfer factor, your immune system is going to be less than as if you were taking transfer factor. So the human body would be the equivalent of, let's say, 20, whereas cow would be something where in like the 200 range. Actually, I'll be honest with you, because I would think it's more than 200, but we're just using an example so we don't have to be precise with numbers, but giving you a perspective on the human aspect, human quality of the immune system, the overall function and its quality, and the cow with its colostrum and its immune system. Again, I would think, like, well, just like chickens and pigs, the chicken's immune system is even higher, because the chicken he eats bugs, he eats everything, he eats grass, you know, he eats the dirt that's, you know, of course dirt has to get caught up inside his system because he's eating grass, weeds, all these things. So his immune system has to be even greater,
right,
without question. So, you know, like I said, before about, like, sharks. Sharks don't get cancer. So what I'm saying basically overall is that we need to be able to heal ourselves in a quicker manner. The only way we can actually heal ourselves in a more quicker, meaningful manner is by working on our immune system, our immune system is the most important thing that we have. It's not the muscle mass. It's not the dietary pills, the dietary supplements. It's none of those things. It is our immune system. And I have learned that the immune system is really the most important thing. By actually helping out your immune system and boosting your immunity, you are slowing down, believe it or not, to a large degree, you're slowing down the aging process in your body. That's one of the benefits that a functioning, healthy immune system can do for you. Like I said, transfer factor is something that was godsend to a large degree. That's the only way to explain it. It was to be able to help you in all aspects of your life and in your health. I use the transfer factor. I am a prime example. I've seen what it's done. I think sometimes too, I had bad arthritis, and I don't have the arthritis like I had before.
Right.
And the thing is, again, we're going to sit down and we have a long time. If not this week, we have shows after shows after shows where we're going to introduce you to some of these revolutionary methods of healing one's body. And, like I said, it's not everything has to be done in a certain way. It has to be done every day. You can't just take something and, take it one time and, you think you're going to be, that's it. It's a regimen.
You have to take it constantly.
Right. You have to take this as a daily regimen. And what is more important than your health? What is more important than your health? Your health is your life, your welfare, your children and your spouse's welfare. So you need to be able to be there for them. And like I was saying to you, the transfer factor, we're going to go a little bit deeper into it during the course of, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
We're going to have other shows, but we are going to be discussing the products and how they work, how they function. Might go into some of the ingredients and stuff like that too, so that you can see that a lot of the ingredients are natural and organic. I am going to tell you a little bit about the exciting benefits of transfer factor.
Mm-hmm.
The essence of the immunological message could spark a revolution in medicine. The need for such a new weapon in our immune defense arsenal is clear, that the transfer factor has an important role to play in modern medicine, which from AIDS to Ebola faces the emergence of a new virus or the resurfacing of old pathological pathogens such as tuberculosis. Nevertheless, there's always many who resist new ideas regardless of their benefits. They're not heretic-minded. The benefits of transfer factor, they've been reviewed. There's been hundreds of, international symposiums, papers that have been published, journals, American medical journals. I mean, it's been around for a long time, and the thing is that this is an introducing it to a segment of the population that's never heard of it, as long as it's been out. The thing, I guess, it's been like the best-kept secret. I guess through life, we go through life, and we see things, we experience things, and we're just doubting Thomas's. to a large degree. There is no doubt. All I can say to you is that I take it. Actually, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little bit too focused. That's why I kind of stop and kind of really absorb things to a large degree since I've been taking the transfer factor. I find that my rheumatoid arthritis is not
as severe.
It's not as severe, and it's mildly going away. I find that my energy levels are off the meter, off the charts. To be honest with you, the next step for me is that I'm about to start going to the gym and start lifting weights and all of that. So, I mean, this is how it has made me feel. There's so many different products. Of course, like I said, this is just an introductory. We're gonna have time with you all to talk about the products. And you want to get? Well, tell me about a product. Well, I'm gonna tell you about some products. But like I said, I need you to fully understand and grasp what I'm saying, so that we can introduce things slowly. And I'm hoping that I have some callers out there that might be interested and maybe have some questions for me. But if not, you know, a lot of people like to stay in the chat room and just, you know, throw questions at us as opposed to go live, though. But, you know, either way, it's all right. But the transfer factor has been, it has been shown to be beneficiary to all age groups, from the kids to the elderly. The benefits from human use of an animal-derived transfer factor has been repeatedly, it's been illustrated. Again, like I said, it's kind of, you know, it's taken from a chicken and a cow, the immune molecule. Now, this messenger molecule is then put into a powder form. And, you know, some people are like, oh, my God. You know, this and that, No, well, listen, there's some medicines that have animal parts in it to a large degree. So that's animal parts, but a messenger molecule from a transfer factor that we all have it. It's just that our transfer factors are much lower. And let's say in its meaning, it's much lower than other animals or mammals. Certain mammals, we're mammals. Certain mammals, there's other mammals that have a higher, their immune system functions, they function on a level that's much higher than the average mammal. Like I said, everybody's a little bit different. That's how the Lord and his Father made us. So, you know, it's in most of the public research on the use of transfer factor that these diseases and stuff were prevented and blocked. But the real power of transfer factor is actually in its prevention. The use of transfer factor in the prevention of illness and maintaining of health is a great potential benefit. And its safety is used, you know, on a continuous basis has been well established. The future financial burden of the medical, of Medicare could be curbed significantly. You know, the actual, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I really think and I feel that, you know, just because I think and feel doesn't make it so. But bear with me. You don't need a PhD. If I'm saying to you, I'm not making any money off this. But
right.
What I'm talking about to you all, I'm not making no money off of this. I'm saying this as a user of a product that has catastrophic potential. I mean, the potential for this product, if we were to use it, it's as a preventive medicine. See, I'm saying medicine, right? If we were to use this, Seth, to watch what I say, I have to be very careful. If we were to use this in the prevention of illness and any type of illness, sickness, whatever, this could actually help the deficit of Medicare and Medicaid as a preventive medicine. As a preventive cure, because it's not a medicine. So I really feel, and I've seen so many people that are taking, and of course you can just sit back and, you know, you can believe anything, but it's just something about, you know, certain people, you know, that are, you know, that they once were like down and they didn't have no life and now they have full of life. They're, you know, on a course to betterment. All of the energy that they didn't have, now they have it. And that's a transformation. That's not, that's not carpetbagging, so to speak.
Right.
That's not a carpetbagger that's selling you some river water and telling you that it's going to ail your rheumatoid arthritis. This is something that, like I said, I take myself, and I just can't. I want to share it with you all. Like I said, I'm not getting paid for none of this, but I have seen a miraculous difference and a change in me and my wife's health, and we're green. We do green things. We're farmers, and this is something that we are going to. I'm going to put this in the pharmacy. I'm going to put this in the pharmacy, so to speak, with the fruits and vegetables right next to the fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So look out for my transfer smoothies and all of that. I am going to introduce this into my community. It is very important, and to get people from the door that are really sick and bothered and fatigued and all of these things, but to just do a group test and to see what the difference in the outcome is going to be. And like I said, my arthritis was extremely bad, and I feel like a kid again. I feel like a 21-year-old young man.
Ain't that right?
But nevertheless, like I said, the immune system is the way to go to support it.
I've tried it myself, and I've seen a large improvement in my energy levels. Working during the day, and then when the kids come home, and dealing with the kids. By the time, I mean, most mothers already know, juggling a career, marriage, and children is not easy, especially when you get older. But with the transfer factor products that I've tried, I've seen a significant increase in my energy levels overall, more focus, better night's sleep, more relaxed night's sleep, and just overall energy for the day to get through the day. So they have women, women formulas that you can take, but they also have most of the products are unisex. But they do have different formulas for men, women, and children. It's a very good product. I don't have any regrets taking it so far. I've been taking it for roughly 2 months now, and I feel a lot better than I did the first day.
But we just have to, you know, go with the stringent regimen. It actually, believe it or not, it makes you feel like a real frisky freshman. But it really is. It's an awakener. It's not just something that you take and you crash later. It's something that really should be a main staple in your diet. As far as eating, exercising, these are some of the best products that I would recommend, because like I said, it gives you a burst of energy. It gives you a real energy, and it's not that, you know, that like that caffeine type energy where it just lasts for like, you know, an hour or two, lingers on a little bit, and then you crash. You know, this is really good. It really is. What was I talking? I think I was talking about pathogens, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Most pathogens invading of the human body, they're actively attacked by the immune system. In order to protect themselves, some pathogens have developed like a cloak and dagger immune invasion technique. cloaking. The strategy includes a continuous like changing of surface antigens process, which is called antigenic drift, or interfacing with antigens presentations. This strategy makes the infected cells invisible to certain parts of the immune system. Now that would be the dagger strategy would include the infection and destruction of the immune cells themselves, as in the case of the human immune deficiency virus, HIV.
Mm-hmm.
There's other invasive techniques that are used. I have heard there are studies. I've seen some video on some cancer patients that were using chemo, and the chemo is just like, that's like putting a gun to the head and firing. But the thing is that it's, you know, sometimes the chemo, people are different. Everybody's different. Everybody's body is different. So chemo works good for some people, and then chemo doesn't work good for some people.
Most.
Yeah. Well, radiation on the body is, you know, it is what it is, but it wasn't made for the body, so that's not a good look.
So it contradicts the health. It contradicts the healing process to a large degree. Chemo's all over the world on different patients, different races, different cancer levels, that radiation is not, you know, it's not something that, I mean, it's like a last resort type of thing.
Yeah.
Early stages of cancer, recent studies have shown that stage one, stage two, can be treatable with alternative medicine. People don't like to talk about that, but it is a fact. And, you know, when you're gonna go. But if you can heal from these type of massive diseases, you can with the proper diet, with the proper holistic medicine, and even alternative medicine, dietary supplements and things like that. It can be beneficial to at least try.
Well, we can sit here and talk to a blue in the face. You know, a little bit of preventive medicine that we all need. You know, there's so many, you know, this person is talking about this and that person is talking about that. Yes, it's a lot of information that is out here, and a lot of it is overwhelming.
Yep.
And it can be confusing. And, you know, the thing is that sometimes as adults we have this tendency to be like, well, I don't need nobody to hold my hand to walk me down here to make me understand. Yeah, you do. Yes, you do sometimes. You really, truly do. You're just being prideful, and you don't, you do not want to be showed something new. Sometimes you're scared of, some adults are very scared of new things and, you know, new challenges and new choices. But the thing is that if it is going to make you better and live longer for your loved ones, it's something that you need to research about. That if you don't believe, we'll take the word for the person that's saying something. And even if this person is saying, well, listen, I took the product and I feel, you know, of course everybody, you know, there's always somebody that says, well, nah, that's not it. And, you know, you're just saying that because you're getting paid from it. I'm not getting paid. I'm not getting paid from this. Nope. I'm not getting paid from this. But put it this way. I'm not getting paid yet.
Exactly.
I'm not getting paid yet.
But it's not about
But
that.
It's not about getting paid to, it's not about getting paid in the sense that.
Monetary.
Yeah, monetary in the sense that I'm, like, doing a commercial or infomercial. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about doing it in the sense that I'm getting paid from, you know, taking something that is really, truly helping me and can help others. Now, if I help myself and then help you, and then you go out and in turn and help someone else, and then that person in turn goes out and helps someone else, then we're all collectively helping each other.
Yep.
Without question. So, again, this is the train. These products can bring you into a more focused set of goals of your life. It's not just the health. It's health and wellness. But I just, only thing I can say is that your focus is just critical. It's crucial. This allows your focus, your immune system. It helps so many different, and it helps different organs in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, this is a win-win situation. You know, I can sit here and try to, I'd rather sit here and tell you about the product itself than to try to sell you on anything.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to do is make you aware of a product that is out there that can actually help you and help your family.
Right.
And it's helped me and it's helped my family. I was telling you that, you know, I have a son that has autism and I am going to start, you know, monitoring him and letting him take the transfer factor because it makes us feel good. And children can take this. It was classified as a supplement, but it's more than a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that this could be the way to help get rid of ADHD, short attention, you know, your short attention span and all this lack of focus. There's stuff that can get your child back into focus, you know. So I'm really like at a crossroads in my life when, you know, health is like that. It's back to health. It's back to, you know, rebuilding a body from when you was younger. Believe it or not, I used to weightlift on a really massive scale. And I said that to say that it's so funny that when you're younger and you pump iron, when you get to a certain age, when you're a little bit older, but not that old, you know, you stop it. And then what happens is, as you get older, you have a tendency to revisit those things that you once did, but you're revisiting only for the sake of not capturing some, you know, some youthful glory thing, but more about your health and your well-being. And I understand now why it was important to my parents, my father and my mother, to actually, you know, my father grew fruits and vegetables, so, you know, I do the same, but it was important that we ate fruits and vegetables. Cauliflower, broccoli, kale. My mother was very health conscious. My father was very health conscious. So, you know, I passed that on to my children. But it's something that it always stuck with me. It was just certain, you know, and even as a chef, it was just always certain foods, even before I was a chef, it was always certain foods that I just wouldn't eat. But believe it or not, I was called a weird child because I didn't eat chocolate. I'd take a couple of licks off of chocolate, and I'd put it down. And you know, there was an old saying that you can't trust a kid that don't eat chocolate. But my mother showed me the importance of good nutritional food and how to eat it and how to cook it and why we're cooking it and why we eat it and where it comes from.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's just, like I said, I can't explain it to you all enough. And, you know, again, it's not a dietary supplement, but let's go back to the dietary. Let's go back to this supplement that is described. That's what the United States government classifies it as. If an infection, this is like a what they would call like a cell abnormality. If it's too complex, the inadequate trained immune cells may not be able to develop skills fast enough, causing us to get sick. And see, when this happens, right, additional outside support may be needed. Conventionally, we have employed drugs such as antibiotics when we are sick, but the function of most of these drugs is to replace rather than to strengthen the immune system. So oftentimes the toxicity of the drugs towards its target microbe or like a cancer cell or whatever, it also has a negative effect on other cells for the system of the body, meaning that, like I was saying to you before, it's meant to do this. It's meant to heal you, but there's a side effect. And medicine was not meant to be like that. It was not made to be like that. And it really is unfortunate that, that these approaches reduce the risk of the toxic, the side effects. Actually, it enhances the toxicity in the body. Believe it or not, because it. There's one good thing that comes with it, but there's a whole bunch of bad things that are affecting other organs and other parts of the body, other side effects, toxicity side effects. So it's different when you – I'd rather have a choice to say, well, listen, you know, I'd rather take the medication that is – it's just that. It's the medication. It's the supplement. That's what they call it. Let's call it that. It's the supplement. But I'd rather have a choice to take a supplement that does a specific, or that has a messenger molecule that has a specific set orders that for my immune system, opposed to something that I'm taking. And it actually is toxic. It's for that particular cure, but some of it is going to spill out in some other organs, other parts of my body, and make it toxic. So then what's going to happen is that the medication that I took for that particular illness, the side effect is going to lower my immune system, and all it's going to do is get me sicker.
Mm-hmm.
Or get me sick to the point where it's going to take my body longer
right.
to heal itself and to repair itself. So with that being said, we're going to take a little breaky break, and I made me some fragois. So for my break, I'm going to have me a little fragois and some, what's that wine we having tonight? Just for a break. A little port?
Yeah,
all right, okay. Thought we were going to be bold. The chef's going to be bold. But nevertheless, we'll be back after the break.
It makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. No. Some girls, they don't forget it.
I invented sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. Few blows. Or the big face rolly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, y'all maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, suck man. I adopted these niggas, still a drumming them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another game.
Total shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits, not bad, huh? For some immigrants, through your fences, we digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue? Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back. Now double your money and make it stack. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next.
Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please.
Hold on that new shit, niggas like how come? Niggas want my old shit, buy my old album. Niggas stuck on stupid, I gotta keep it moving. Niggas make the same shit, me I make the blueprint. Came in the range, hopped out the Lexus, every year since. I've been on that next shit, traded in a gold for the platinum Rolex. Now a nigga wrist match the status of my records. Used to rock a throwback, ballin' on a corner. Now I rock a telesuit, looking like a owner. No, I'm not a Jonas, brother, I'm a groaner. No, I'm not a virgin, I use my cojones. I move onward, the only direction. Can't be scared to fail, search of perfection. Gotta keep it fresh, girl, even when we sexin'. But don't be mad at him when it's on to the next one.
Hey. Somebody bring me back the money, please.
Hey. Hey.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back. Now double your money and make it stack. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next.
Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please.
Fuck the sold back jersey, cause we on to the next one. And fuck that auto-tune, cause we on. And niggas don't be mad, cause it's all about progression. Loiterers should be arrested. I used to drink Cristal, them fuckers racist. So I switched gold bottles on to that stage shit. You gon' have another drink or you just gon' babysit. On to the next one, somebody call a waitress. Baby, I'm a boss, I don't know what they do. I don't get drops, I drop the label. World can't hold me, too much ambition. Always knew it'd be like this when I was in the kitchen. Niggas in the same spot, me I'm dodging raindrops. Meaning I'm on vacay, chillin' on the big job. Yeah, I got on flip-flops, white Louis Vuitton shoes. Y'all should grow the fuck up, come here, let me coach you. Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please.
Hey.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back. Now
double your money and make a stack. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next.
Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please.
Big pimpin' in the house now. Bought the land, tore the motherfucking house down. Bought the car, tore the motherfucking roof off. Ride clean, I don't never take the shoes off. Bought the Jeep, tore the motherfucking doors off. Foot out that bitch, ride the shit like a skateboard. Navigation on, trying to find my next thrill. Feeling myself, I don't even need an X-pill. Can't chill, but my neck will. Haters really gonna be mad off my next deal. I don't know why they worry about my pockets. Meanwhile, I had over chilling in the projects. Had out in Bed-Stuy, chilling on the steps, drinking quarter waters. I gotta be the best. MJ a summer jam, Obama on the text. Y'all should be afraid of what I'm gonna do next. Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please. I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back, bring it back. Now double your money and make it stack. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next.
Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was tryna get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
Money, 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 Well, I'ma tell you a story and I come out bluntly. Born an ugly child, ain't nobody would want me. I used to walk around and get upset and upset her, till I figured out ways to make myself look better. As I got older, my awareness expanded. I met this beautiful girl and my wish was commanded. Didn't hang with the fellas, so they started getting shady. I'd always be my girl and y'all could call her my lady. I loved her a lot, word up, not going to front. See, the problem that aroused me, why on earth did she want me? Couldn't figure it out, and to make things worse, I was cursed with this woman of not being the first. And the first was this fly guy, made me very jealous. Always think she cheated on me and thought to other fellas. Two wrongs will make a right, but any time we would fight, I would kindly pick up the phone and call a girl out of spite. I shouldn't have done it. I'm feeling sad and blue. 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 I'm feeling sad and feel the way you feel. If people could experience how we feel day to day in our lives by taking the transfer factor, you'd understand what we were saying. But because everybody's life is not the same, you know, my problems and your problems are not the same. Everybody has different problems. So, again, we all don't have to have the same problems. We could all be on the same page when it comes to our body and our health. And like I said, it's something that we need to address. Mm-hmm. We don't address it enough. I mean, it takes something as how can I say, like a sickness or a death to make us understand what's going on, what we need to do. And even through all of that, we still do not heed the warning signs. But you know what, though? It's a human reaction. We all like that. No one's perfect in their health, their diet. But again, as you start to get older, the whole thing is to try to look towards a remedy, look towards something that's going to better you. Right. But the thing is that, like my father used to say sometimes, we're like old dogs stuck in our ways sometimes. You know, it's in our mind to want to heal the body and to try to do something to get out there and exercise. But a lot of us, we start to look around and we start to see that we don't look the way we used to. And, you know, it's like, blah. All right, okay, I'll do it next week. And the thing is, next week turns into one month, then it turns into 6 months, then it turns into a year, then it turns into you're laying in your coffin and you're dead. So the thing is that, take my advice, I have been sick a long time ago, many, many years ago I was sick, and I told myself that I was going to treat my body.
a lot better with more of the stuff that, as far as eating, because I used to eat a lot of unhealthy foods, a lot of fried foods, high in saturated fat. But even with these foods that I used to eat, it always brought me back to my mother and my father's, how they raised me. So when I used to eat certain foods, believe it or not, I'd wake up in the, you know, sometimes not even in the morning, at nighttime I'd get me a big bowl of oatmeal and eat it to lower my cholesterol. So I was innately aware of what to do and how to bring my, you know, certain things, certain illnesses, or preventive. I was doing preventive stuff. But even with that, I realized that I was destroying my body, a buildup of plaque inside the arteries and veins and all that. So,
and your colon.
And the cheesy colon. Can you say that on radio or internet radio?
Absolutely.
Oh, all right, okay, then I'm with you. But, yeah, like I said, it's harder for us, as especially men. I'm going to take this time out to really talk to the men, talk to the heart of the man. Us men, we need to, it's easy, we need to stop and ask directions. We need to stop and ask directions. We need to learn how to ask, how can I do that to help me? I need directions. You see that woman sitting next to you? She going to ask directions. As a matter of fact, she's so powerful, she makes you ask directions. After she's entertained your foolishness for a minute, you know, some women just entertain your foolishness more so, but there's some women that's only going to entertain it for so long. So she tells you to go, pull over there and go ask that where he's going. Or, you know, pull over there and ask where, oh, I'll pull into the gas station or something or whatever. But if she didn't say that, we wouldn't have did it. We wouldn't have did it at all. So she suggested that to us, and our wives suggest things to us, but the thing is that some of us don't take heed to what our wives suggest to us. Sometimes we don't take heed to what they say, too. That's another show. But as far as asking for directions, as men, we have this thing in us that is innately, how can I say it? It's primitive. And it is the alpha male, I know it all, I don't need to ask any questions. I heard something about that a long time ago. I don't have to expound on it. But the thing is that alpha male attitude is not a really beneficiary attitude. The thing is to reprogram yourself. You have to reprogram yourself. The only way to reprogram yourself is to stop thinking that the way you were acting and the things that you were doing, you have to get all of that stuff out of your mind. You have to reprogram yourself. Reprogramming yourself is doing different things, eating different things, saying different things, being different, re-education. So as men, we have this tendency. I don't know, Chef, what do you think? I'm saying as men, we have this tendency to not ask questions. Well, we ask questions, but I'm just saying certain when we should be asking a question, we don't.
What I find is with men, you rather hold it to yourself and try to figure it out. And then when you try your damnedest to figure it out and you can't figure it out, that's when you ask questions. So that's my experience.
Should we give Chef the family food? No, let me stop. You know what, I have to be honest with you. I really believe that has a little truth to it. I think as men, you know, we have this testosterone level that will not allow us as men as far as health is concerned, it's just communication in general. It's a broader, deeper spectrum. This is the more part of our show. It's a broader, deeper conversation. I'm, as a, again, I really, truly believe we as men, we have a little bit too much pride. Some of us have more pride than others. And, you know, we believe nothing is going to affect us. We really truly believe. Some of us believe that we are indestructible and, you know, we get that feeling. But what's so funny is one morning you wake up and you're a little bit older and you kind of feel, not saying vulnerable, but you don't feel like you used to feel when you was 21 years old. You really truly don't. Well, I'll say this. I cannot speak for anyone else. I can only speak for myself when I say this. I used to feel a little bit, you know, worn down and trodden and beaten. I don't feel like that no more, though. I do not feel like that no more. My energy levels are up. My energy levels are up. I feel, again, like I said, I'm a lot focused. I have a lot more time for my kids after school, all of that stuff. We have a lot more time. Life is, it's truly good, but I think sometimes too, taking the transfer factor, what happens is that you have so much energy. So if you don't have an active lifestyle, you're going to get an active lifestyle, trust me. You're going to be doing new things and meeting new people, and that's what it's about, believe it or not, too. It's about discussing these things, trying to get your health healthy, because trying to get yourself healthy. We are starting an initiative, we've been starting an initiative dealing with, food, growing it, fish, shrimps, lobsters, crabs, mussels, growing those. The introduction to our community of the transfer factor is going to be overall fitness and wellness at its best. It's the same initiative, but it's going to be in a newer form. And what we're going to do is we're going to be dealing with some children that are obese and that have some obesity issues. And the thing is to see if we can, within 6 months, retrain them in their eating habits and re-educate them in their intake of supplements.
Calories.
Supplements.
A series of different things. Supplements.
Well, all of that is, yes, yes. Right. So, but like I said, it is imperative that, I'm going to speak to my older crowd, but love you all to death, but you all are a waste of time now. It's about the younger, it's about the kids now. That's what it's been about. It's been about the kids. So the thing is to reteach them, re-educate them, reprogram them into a healthier, more active, productive lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, like I said, anyone, I know my Rockaway people are out there listening, anyone that has, if they don't have children themselves that are obese, but if they know a neighbor or a friend of somebody that has a weight problem, male or female, what we're going to do is we're going to be signing some of the kids up with some of the programming that we're going to be doing at Farm Rockaway.
So let me interject to contact us. CulinaryKidsCSA@yahoo.com. That's CulinaryKidsCSA@yahoo.com for more information on our upcoming programs for the spring and the summer and part of the fall. Now that it's getting warmer, thank goodness. Tomorrow's supposed to be roughly 60 degrees, so I'm looking forward to that, especially being out in the Rockaways. We're in Zone 6 as far as growing is concerned, and it's similar a weather to the south.
To a southern climate because
yeah.
We're on the water and we catch southern climates coming from and off of, coming into Jersey and coming off to the off the water. So we actually get spring faster and quicker than mm-hmm. anyone else in New York City.
Wow, check that out. And, you know, for Twitter and Facebook, Culinary Kids Day Camp, that's Culinary Kids Day Camp, and our Twitter page is at @culinary_kids. And we're on Instagram, Culinary Kids Farms, and Pinterest, Culinary Kids, I believe.
Wow. Is there 100 more, Chef?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and you can find all our widgets on our website, www.culinarykidsdaycamp.org. That's www.culinarykidsdaycamp.org. And on the contact page, you can leave a lengthy. We've got some lengthy comments and introductories to people. And I really do enjoy those, so keep those coming.
Keep listening.
So we thank our audience for that.
And, well,
and we thank you too, Chef Rivera.
And we thank you too, Chef Moses.
Really?
Yep.
All right, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Chef.
Thank you, Chef.
All right. Love you to death. With that being said, I want to answer a question. Somebody asked me a question, and I want to answer it for you. The question is from Anna Jameson, and she's here in Rockaway. Hey, Anna. Her question is, how do you feel about farming and agriculture and raising fish? Well, we feel good about it. We feel
it's a necessity. That's for sure.
Right, we definitely feel it's a necessity. I didn't want to get in. She said a little bit more, but the thing is that I'm gonna say this to you. We love what we do. We do this for our community. It really is about the community. I know I've had some people say to me, "Oh my God, everything that comes out of your mouth is just, it's a little bit too much. Are you really like that?" And this woman actually asked me that, and I'll explain to her in depth why we do this. And, she really understands, now more so. But to answer your question, we do this because of our love, and it is a necessity. And the thing is that sometimes, I'm not saying I'm nobody's parent. I am somebody's parent, but I'm not my listener's parent. But I'm using this as a metaphor. Sometimes as a parent thinks for the child, because the child can't think for itself to a large degree. So the parent has to be that one that is thinking about the child all the time. So the thing is, just like community, it's not about it's about the community, but it's not about you. It's about the whole community. So sometimes there's some people that are in the community that are not really thinking about the community. Not to say that they're doing it on purpose, but they don't have enough foresight to actually really deal with with different situations or whatever the case is. The thing is that, again, I do this because my father did this, and my father is my idol. My father is my hero. And anybody that knows me, and there's a lot of people that know me, I'll tell you. And believe it or not, I had to watch it myself. That, I have this thing where I say, well, my father used to say, or my mother used to say. So somebody pointed that out to me. So, consciously, I wasn't consciously, maybe I wasn't aware of it, but subconsciously I'm aware of it. But I do it because of the love that my father and my mother passed on to me. That's why I do it. And we added a little twist by throwing up the fish in it for more protein, added value for more protein. But again, we give whatever more than half of what we raise, we give it back to the community.
Right.
And there was a time, believe it or not, when at our first farm, when we didn't have a fish pond, what we did was we were raising tilapia and shrimps in our house.
Right.
So, and with that, what we did was when it came to fruition, we used to give people in the community fish and shrimps. The lobsters, on the other hand, because we didn't have such a big facility to, you know, to adequately outgrow the lobsters, what we did was we, you know, I just grew a couple of lobsters in the house. And, you know, what's so funny is that they were some of the best-tasted lobsters. They really were. What I did was we did two sets. We did freshwater and we did marine. We did saltwater.
Right.
So, of course, the saltwater lobsters grew enormous. It took 2 years to actually grow out those lobsters. That was a little bit, you know, that was a little bit long. That was a little bit lengthy. But, you know, given the circumstances of the rigging of the facility was basic. So, but nevertheless, like I said, I love it because my father did it. And I teach my children so that they can do it. And they love, my boys love to sit in front of the fish tank. And they love to watch.
They make faces at
the fish. Yeah, they make faces at the fish. But what's so funny is that they really love to watch the tilapia. Or if, you know, it depends on, you know, what fish we have in the house, whether it's cod, flounder. But they love the tilapias and they love the crabs and they love the lobsters and the mussels. So, like I said, they really have a love. But the thing is that, you know what I find too? I answered your question. I'm listening. I hope I answered your question. But you know what? I want to get back to this. You know what I love more than anything? I love the enjoyment and the excitement of teaching the children new strategies and new ways of looking at problems. Right, that too. But to new strategies of looking and learning and of analyzing things. And I love it when I see the reaction on their face when they understand or they understand, you know, some children are, you know, they're different. They understand, takes them a little bit longer. But the thing is that with the mental exercise, they become better at what they're doing. And the thing is, we have to learn to be, as parents, we have to learn to be patient with our kids in order to be able to teach them some of these things. As parents, as us being patient enough, even when we don't want to, we have to. It allows the child to grow and to be comfortable and to be able to say to themselves that I can come to them and I can come to my mom or dad and I can ask anything. That's the whole thing. But, there, you know, even with that, there's a boundary with teenagers and kids and all of that stuff to a degree. But, you know, nevertheless, by teaching them these things, it's going to help them to be sustainable. Because with all of these teachings, the thing is to totally engulf them and entrench them and healthy living and eating habits, living well, healthy and wealthy. That is the, I don't know, what can I say, that's the new, is that the new, it's the new word for 214 now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Healthy and wealthy.
Yeah, also too, we need to get our children involved in alternative medicine and holistic health and give our children a different way of healing and teaching them how to heal their bodies differently as opposed to Western medicine. No way in the world we're bashing Western medicine. It's just that it's long overdue, especially in the United States.
You need to change your socks. You need to change your medicine. I'm just saying, sometimes you need
hands down.
Preventive. The whole thing was what we were talking about is being preventive,
mm-hmm.
to be able to take a stance to prevent your illnesses at first.
Right.
You know, so the thing is prevention.
Right.
And then building.
On that.
So building up the immune system, it is preventing you from getting as sick as you normally would.
In that circumstance.
And under those circumstances.
Yeah.
So it behooves us again. The whole key to this is teaching, re-educating oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to, you don't need a PhD to do that. You know, like I've said before, you know, if you touch the fire, you're going to get burnt. Don't touch the fire.
Yeah.
You know, like Bart, ouch, ouch, ouch. He's going to keep doing it. So the thing is that you have to try something different. You have to try something different.
So just like we train our children to do chores, train our children to do well in academics to the best of their ability.
Train them to farm, agriculture, aquaculture.
And also train them in holistic or alternative medicine. And thank goodness that there are tons of products out there that cater to very young, even infants, teenagers.
But a lot of them don't work, though. They really don't. But.
Yeah, it depends on, and see, what happens with that is it depends on the corporations that back those quote-unquote holistic companies. Some of these holistic companies have corporate backing. So when you're dealing with corporations backing smaller, smaller companies, you tend to have a situation where the holistic medicine is not going to be as potent and is not going to be as effective. So I commend, small farms and grassroots companies that keep it small, to keep it genuine, and to keep their product as strong and potent as possible for the public.
The quality of most people's product, that's the problem. What Chef is saying is basically that a lot of these corporations
and small companies,
what they do is the small company has a really good product,
mm-hmm.
because in the beginning it was all about quality assurance. The thing is that now here's the dilemma. The dilemma is this gentleman that founded this company that was doing so well and that was going to be doing extremely well, instead of sticking with the company, what he did was he was bought out.
Yep.
He wanted to sell the company. And they gave him an offer that he couldn't refuse. But actually, he could have refused the offer because if he got into this thinking, knowing that he wanted to help people,
right,
his whole thing would have been to continue helping the people. But sometimes, you want to cash in your chips, no problem. But now the quality
gets diluted,
and it gets cut back because they can cut prices and reach more people. But what's so funny, but not for everybody, but for a lot of people, now that the quality of the supplement is not the same anymore,
uh-huh.
what happens is that when you once was taking it when the quality was higher, it's like a placebo. So you basically believe that this product that was helping you the way it was helping you before, and you're not going to doubt that. So the body is very strong, and it's a very tricky thing. The body is going to believe that.
And it can be fickle.
It can be very fickle. It can be very fickle. But the thing is to, re-education. That's again. I just can't state that enough. It's so funny that we know innately as adults that the re-education is what we need because we grew up in a repetitive state as all children. But the thing is that some of us had more repetitive teachings than others. The thing is to not be lazy. Take this product. You have enough energy so that you can teach your children in your own repetitive way. But the thing is to gain the focus and to gain the knowledge. You have to gain focus. In order for you to be focused, you need something, either meditation or transfer factor to help you. Now, if you can do both, that's even better.
Yeah.
If you can meditate, whether it be, you know, every different forms of meditation, Tai Chi, there's just different avenues of meditation. So my thing is that
we'll be covering soon.
Right, we're going to be covering that too. These different forms of meditation, along with supplemental encouragement, this is something that can be really that we need. We really need that. You know, I used to, you know, as a young man, I was raised around that. I was raised around these things, meditation and, you know, a whole lot of slew of other things. But the thing is that these lost arts are, there's nothing new under the sun. And it's coming back once again. And the thing is to be ready for that when it comes back. So, again, with the re-education, we have to teach our children over and over and over about good, healthy eating, about exercising. And, you know, sometimes as parents, we're sometimes overly not critical enough. We allow our children to just, you know, pluck their thuckus right on the couch somewhere or the computer station, and that's as far as it goes. We just watch them go into this
oblivion.
Yeah, oblivion, and then, you know, we turn around and they just like this big ball of joy now, all over again, and you're like, wow, how did that happen? But, you know, it's like, oh, no, they're not really that big, but, you know, they get a little bit bigger, and then you're like, wow, we got to cut back on something. Then they get a little bit bigger, a little bit more bigger, then you're like, wow, my child has a problem. Sometimes we still don't address it. So my thing is that, you know, let a child be a child, but the thing is that it's so bad for their health to be overweight. And, you know, again, you just have to teach your children. We have to go through this over and over, this repetitive thing. And it's not just with health and with eating. It's with anything and everything. Believe it or not, children like this and guided like that can become really great, because those are the ones that are going to ask the questions regardless of where they're at or who's in the room or who's not in the room, because they're going to ask questions because they are confident enough to ask a question in the room in a multitude. I don't care what they're talking about and discussing, but some of us as adults don't do that.
Right.
We don't, you know, we just quiet. We don't want nobody to look at us like we're crazy. But sometimes you really have to, you know, you have to ask a question. And to teach them these things, you're going to open up the doors to teach them a lot more. What I was telling you before, certain things, what don't affect you directly can affect you indirectly.
Indirectly, always.
So it's a broad spectrum of a lot of different subtle nuances that that we can get.
Right.
From the whole thing. But one thing can open the door and it could lead to a domino effect, where it just totally changes and makes us see things in a different perspective and a different light. So, I don't know. What do you think overall about the obesity problem in the United States? Well, in the United States, but in New York City, start with.
Well, I would say this. I was dealing with an initiative in in the Junction in Queens briefly, and what I was told by recent studies in Jackson Heights and Elmhurst, New York,
mm-hmm.
is the number one area for childhood obesity in the state of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I was amazed. Now, Elmhurst and Jackson Heights is roughly, 80? I would say 75 to 80% Hispanic and Latino. Another maybe 10%, I could be wrong, but roughly 10% Asian. But when you go into Flushing, going to Main Street, that demographic change is roughly 85% Asian going towards Flushing. But talking about Elmhurst, I was surprised because I was wondering where was the high obesity rate for kids, and when I found out it was in Elmhurst, see, what it is being Hispanic myself and coming from a Hispanic culture myself, we tend to feed our kids a lot of starch to make sure that they're full, and sometimes multiple starches, which is no good, and like quick processed foods. Being in this country, so when you're back home in the Latin American countries and the West Indian countries, you will feed your children at home. There is no Mickey D's like that. There is no White Castles like that. There is no corner deli where you can get a sandwich like that.
The bodegas
don't work like that. So you're basically home cooking as the woman of your home. You're basically home cooking. So in this country, with that being said, it's a lot different and it's a lot more commercial and it's a lot more fastest and fast that, and Chinese food is another thing. And you know, you're on the go and you're working, you're doing your 9-to-5, and you're not paying attention to your children's health. With my children, I'm gonna say this: I learned, because I was relatively kind of chubby when I was a little girl, and I said to myself when I grew cut it out. So when I grew up as an adult, before I became a mother for the first time, I said to myself, when I would have my children, I would make sure that I watch their nutrition very carefully, and it's worked. None of my children are overweight. They get balanced meals with fruits and vegetables and yogurt and milk and breads and stuff like that. One starch, one vegetable, one protein, that's it. I do not do McDonald's. I do not do Chinese food. I don't do sandwiches.
The chef is telling the truth.
Yeah.
Does not. You know,
I cut their carbs and everything like that. There's a balance of pasta. And when I get their BMI reports from the state, like when you're in the Department of Education, when you have your children in school, as you already know, parents that have children, you get a BMI report, body mass index report, and only one of my child was a little bit over, one of the twins was a little bit over the BMI index, but not to the point where it was an alert. It was just the fact that his body mass was different because my twins are fraternal, so they have their own, you know, body weights and stuff like that, and they're relatively different in a lot of ways.
Yeah, one has the body weight of the father, and one has
the body weight of the mom. So I always watched from the time, like when they were born, all my children, I gave them organic produce from the time they was in my stomach to the time that they came out.
Did you tell anybody that I'm the one that had to go get that organic produce
all
the way all over?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I was a pain with that, but it worked.
No, it did.
So my children can run. They don't have problems with their health. They're not breathing heavy. You know, they're not out of breath when they're playing. When they're at gym, they have an active gym period. And they're active when they're outside. They want to run around. They run around a lot. I mean, people that know our kids in the community, when they run all over the place, especially at Farm Rockaway, when we used to do a lot of cleanup, then dealing with, you know, other organizations that was helping us. All they want to do is run and play and climb. But they had the energy to do it, and they wasn't tired. They wasn't tired. So I took that very seriously, and even on our diet, myself and Chef Guy, and being a chef helps too, because you know you get the education in culinary school and being whatchamacallit.
But not all. But see, you know what you just said is to a degree is true. But
yeah,
there are a lot of chefs that are really fat.
Yeah, because you got to try the food. I can't sweat. We try our food.
We do try our food.
And you're in the kitchen, and you don't have that time to run, you know, get on the treadmill and stuff like that. You know, a lot of professional chefs that I know that I've worked with in my culinary career are overweight, because you have to monitor your kitchen. If you're a caterer or an on-the-go caterer, you have to monitor the food. When you're plating that food, you have to monitor it. You have to taste it. You have to watch it. And sometimes you get tempted to eat, you know, what you've created and have your sous chefs create and things like that. So you always have to, you know, try your food. So that's where the weight comes in, and you don't have time to run around because you're standing up maybe 15 hours, you know, going back and forth cooking, making sure that the sous chefs and the prep guys are doing what they have to do, and, you know, you're checking so many other things that you are stuck in that kitchen, and that's your livelihood. So you have to protect your interests and watch, you know, what you're doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, with that being said, you know, I it's going to help my children when they become adults. And when they have their own children, they will do the same. And I told them, I said, how I treated you, I want you to treat your children like that, especially what goes inside of their body. And I do holistic health when I can with my kids, and it's helped tremendously. They don't go to the doctor often at all, thank God, knock on wood. And, you know, it's just about being careful and cautious on what you put in your body and what you put in your kid's body. Nobody's perfect. Sometimes I get a temptation for a fish fillet. I'll be the first one to say it. But sometimes I fulfill that temptation, and sometimes I don't.
But
you know, everybody's human.
But what's funny is that Chef, like she said, you know, I just not thought of it, but I'm just thinking, you know, it's been a long time since the boys had like Chinese food or even had McDonald's, Burger King,
stuff like that, man.
White Castle. But think of it right now, yeah, it's been a long time since they had any of those
home
things. No, years. I'm talking about years.
Yeah.
Real talk.
I don't.
But
those.
I, like Chef said, sometimes she has a hankering for fillet of fish, and I'm gonna be honest. See, I hate you sometimes. See, Chef Moses loves the filet. you could have picked anything else, but you had to fill
that.
No,
that's
filet.
My favorite.
That is our favorite. That and the French fries.
Yeah.
But we haven't.
We're guilty,
but I can safely, honestly say, we can safely, honestly say to you all, we have not had a filet of fish and French fries
in a long time.
In about maybe, what, about a year?
Yeah.
About a year, something like that.
I remember the last time we tried it.
On
Mott
Avenue.
Yep.
Yeah, on Mott Avenue. I'll never forget
it. Summertime.
But again, it is, I can't stress it enough, and during the course of our stint on the radio, you are going to hear us go back and forth about teaching and education, teaching and re-education, teaching and re-education. It is to get it back in your mind. This is something that we all need to do. Everything else is secondary. Your health is the most important thing.
Of your life.
Of your life.
Well,
we all know God is the most important thing. But,
yeah,
you know, after that, your health comes second.
Yeah.
Your health comes second. So it's important that you are living in a healthy body, that you are producing the right, you know, your body's breaking down all of the, you know, the calories, the sugars. Your body has to do all of that stuff. It has to do it in a way where it is, it's conducive to the body. Because sometimes you can do things where you eating things and putting things into your body, and then you're actually making your body sick.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you know, no lack of exercise, mm-hmm. Eating all, you know, eating certain foods that make your that are very high on your palate. Some people, their, you know, their palate is not really. Certain foods are meant for you. Certain foods are not really, really meant for you. But the thing is that some of these foods are high in cholesterol, saturated fats, all of these things, and it's easy to get addicted to these things. If not taught correctly, you are going to be a danger to yourself and to everybody mm-hmm. else that you love, because you're not adequately enough teaching them mm-hmm. how to eat correctly, utilize certain fruits and vegetables, because certain people, believe it or not, do not know how to cook with certain vegetables. And so they have a tendency of shying away from even cooking that
mm-hmm.
and don't even realize the beneficiary aspect of that vegetable or fruit in their life to a large degree. And it is important because I want you to stay well, and I want you to stay healthy so that you can keep listening to our show.
Amen on that.
You know, but again.
But take care of what God gave you. The Lord gave you a body, and you take care of it to the time that you go back.
Yeah, well, with that being said, I am going to
end the show.
I'm going to end the show.
But one more thing.
What's
to donate to our organization.
Oh, all right, okay.
You can log on
to
www.culinarykidsdaycamp.org/donate. That's www.culinarykidsdaycamp.org/donate. As time progresses and the spring gets better and it gets warmer, we will be, you know, talking about our programs and giving dates and locations where we're going to be at doing our stuff, and, you know, talking to different partners that we're having and stuff like that, and getting ready for a really fun, cool year. And, you know, a lot of exciting things are on the horizon. So, Chef.
Yeah, you said something a second ago. I know.
I thought we was focused, man.
No, it's not. But
oh, that's what I forgot. Next week's show is going to be about the Rockaways and the resiliency
movement
that is proliferating throughout the whole peninsula, which we are a part of, and we're going to have
some guests
from the Rockaway Conservancy. And that's going to be really fun. And just to get an update, I've been out of the loop with certain things as far as what's going on with Rockaways, because we've been in the lab just getting ready for 2014.
Yeah, we've been in the lab getting ready, but we...
A lot of invites couldn't go. Sorry, guys.
We're sorry about that. We're going to make it all up to you.
Definitely.
At Farm Rockaway. But this is what I wanted to say real quick, too. As for our donations, whatever donations that we receive, we are transparent. We
right.
will actually, what we're going to start to do is, I mean, well, we've done it, but we, you know, it's for our record stuff. What we're going to do is we're going to, whatever donations that we do get, whatever, any type of assistance that we do get, we're going to make sure that we are transparent and post who gave what and how it was spent. So, that's something that all organizations need to do. You know, they just say, you know, what they got, how much they got, and, of course, they have to, you know, let the government know what they did with it. So, but the thing is to let the people know what let the people know what you did with it, but also to have people that want to donate, that want to come out and involve themselves in an urban farming,
an urban environment,
and an experience.
Yeah.
This is something that we could do without question. So, with that being said, again, this is Green Talk Live and More
on It's Real Talk Radio with the Steps.
I'm Chef Moses.
And I'm Chef Rivera. Next week, number 9. Take care, guys.
Have a good night.